Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Miller Time Sunday Edition. And the reason I'm making this video is because, as most of you know, we just canceled church. And I'm almost regretting it, but I know some of you are locked in, some of you don't have power, some of you, because of debris, the roads have been closed. And at the time we made the decision, it was raining and thunder had just gone off. And so, but you know, it reminded me of on my trips to the Philippines. I've been blessed to be to the Philippines four times where I've been able to play basketball. And so a typical scenario would be where we would have about 2 weeks in the Philippines and we would play roughly 20 to 24 games. So sometimes that's two games a day. And if you're familiar with the Philippines at all, they are a tropical nation. It rains, it is humid, and I can't even count how many times we showed up for a game and it had just rained or was in fact raining. But you know what? Not once did we ever cancel a game because of the rain. Somehow, and we would always pray, and somehow the weather would always shift. It would always change. And it was fascinating to watch the Filipinos as they would prepare the court after a rain. One of the things they would do is they would take kerosene or gasoline and kind of spray it all over the court and then light it on fire to evaporate all the water. And if the court was slippery, they would take a bottle of Coke, shake it up, and then spray that on the court so that we had some grip and it wasn't like playing on ice. Man, this weather right now kind of reminds me of the Philippines. The thunder last night, the lightning, the humidity. It's crazy. But unfortunately, we decided to go ahead and cancel church. We had a short window to make a decision, and we thought that it would be the best decision for most people. Even though, man, I'm kind of regretting it because I really, really love coming to church. I really, really love seeing many of you at church on Sundays. So the reason I'm doing this Miller Time Devotion Sunday edition is because Stephen Meeling, our youth pastor, was lined up to speak, and I still want to give him that opportunity to do that live. And so he's going to speak for us next week, and we will post his sermon next week rather than today. So instead of a sermon, you're getting me once again. What I want to do is I want to continue what I've been doing for the last couple of devotions. That is talking about the Christian's relationship to the government. The Christian's relationship to the government. It is a relationship we cannot escape. And if we're not careful, we will live our Christian faith out of balance when it comes to our relationship with the government. So, what I've said so far is, man, you're a Christian first. Whatever political persuasion you lean toward, always remember, put Christ first. Don't ever let politics become a reason for division, especially in the church. Now, today, I want to read a passage to you from 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says this: first of all, then I urge that requests, that is prayer requests, prayers, intercessions. If you're not familiar with intercessions, that's where you are praying for someone else. You are standing in the gap on behalf of someone else. Intercessions and thanks, all three of those important, prayers, intercessions, and thanks be offered on behalf of all people, even for kings. Now, we don't live in a kingdom. We don't have a king. So put president in that place, even for presidents. And all who are in authority, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life in godliness and dignity. Such prayer for all is good and welcomed before God our Savior, since He wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, notice that. One of the other things we talked about in a last devotion is how important it is to submit to governing authorities. And it's one thing to comply when you don't have a choice, but it's another thing in your heart to willingly submit to a governing authority, especially if you disagree with them, especially if they're wrong. And of course, if you disagree with them, it's because they're wrong. But I want you to notice what Paul is telling Timothy here, and bear in mind the context. Paul either is or will be in prison by this very government that he is telling believers to pray for. See, Paul's passion in life was not to have freedom or to have his rights. His passion in life was that all people would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because in view of eternity, when you consider that this life is a bleep in time compared to all eternity, what really matters more? Having your rights, having your privileges, having your freedom, whatever that may be or whatever that may look like, or having eternity in heaven with God. So here's my challenge for you today. I saw a shirt someone posted the other day. It said, "Jesus is my Savior and Trump is my President." And I found it really interesting. And as long as I've been alive, I can't remember a time when people touted that so-and-so is not my president or so-and-so is my president. As far as I understand, I live in America. I am an American. Whoever's in that office is my president, whether I agree or disagree or like or dislike. And so here's my challenge. According to 1 Timothy chapter 2, inspired by God, Paul says, pray. Pray for your president. Now, if you're on Facebook, you might be familiar with this. They have in your bio area, you can put your political affiliation. And for 8 years, I had this simple statement in my political affiliation, praying for Obama. And the day President Trump became president, I changed that to praying for Trump. So that's my challenge to you, Christian. However you feel about our current president, however you feel about this election coming up, and if Joe Biden becomes our next president, then I hope that you would be willing, whether you agree or disagree, to wear a t-shirt that says, "Biden is my president, but Jesus is my Savior." However, I don't care if you wear a t-shirt. I'm not going to wear a t-shirt, but I am going to pray for my president, whoever it is. And by the way, one of the things that I think I need to do more of and do better of is praying for our local government. From our governor to our local state assembly to our county assembly. And I don't even know their names. And so that's the second part of my challenge. Not just that you pray for people who are in governing positions, who have ability to make decisions that affect our lives. Pray for them. Get online if you have power and find out some of the names of those state legislators, government leaders, California, Santa Cruz County, whoever it may be. And let's pray for those men and women who are put in those positions of authority. And this is important, even in a democracy, because according to Scripture, these people are put in authority by God. And we just can't deny that or argue that away. Right or wrong, good or bad, evil, godly, they are put there by God, and His purposes will be done, even if we don't understand it, even if we don't see it in our lifetime. So God bless you guys, and may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I look forward to seeing you next time.